Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This will be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slum and rap it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
wish I could open up them gates up to my dog. I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' fall. All they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate killed even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starting. Open up some gates, just for my dog.
My dog.
Yeah, my dog. I'm still yelling for no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them all, 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 free brothers will come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it. What's that? You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas who is toting. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With a pig to a wolf, with a rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll not know.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs.
Yeah,
I'm free, yeah, I'm free no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' fall.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs.
Yeah.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm free, yeah, free no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their
yard.
You know one day we gon' find.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all. Free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
We about to make some motherfucking music in this house. For the benefit of those who just might not happen to know, who ain't seen this shit, let's know and even read about it. And that's been a whole bunch of talk. And believe you me, if need be, it's gonna be a whole lot more motherfucking action. When it comes down to this here business about saving the home of the deputy chairman of the Black Panthers, Fred Hampton.
Hampton,
I'm the deputy chairman.
Hampton,
I'm the deputy chairman.
Hampton,
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois.
Hampton,
I'm Fred Hampton.
All this point oinking and talking about banks taking the state, auctions and foreclosures. As a matter of fact, you better come with a whole lot more than hard hats and bulldozers. Now, dig. See, they got me. No, scratch that. They got us all fucked up. As a matter of fact, might as well bring the badges, bandages, nine-dime packets, handcuffs, and prison busters. You see, we're talking about the same home. And when J. Edgar Hoover directed the federal government to tap the telephone of this bad young motherfucker when he was merely 14 years old. Now, we walking in the same place in which he left the one block away. The same said government had a man named Nelson Seward. Driving a good new ice cream truck, framed the same dead man that known to be his chairman, Fred. In which they hit him up, handcuffed him, and gave him a trust fast case on July the 10th, 1968. Across the street, he went to grammar school, down the street, high school. In fact, it was the chairman, before he even came to chairman, that checked these racist-ass motherfuckers in Maywood about blacks not being able to swim in the same motherfucking swimming pool. Now, mind you, as soon as they chopped the chairman down, in fact, the very next day, after the 1969 and 4th grade, they came through Maywood and every other hood, saying and stating the that there'll never be another Fred Hampton to take his place. And in addition, if another nigga dare thank you, you might as well get in the goddamn grave.
I'm the
deputy
sheriff of the state of Illinois.
Now here we are. Can you dig it? 50 years later, fighting to save and maintain the home of the legacy of one of the baddest motherfucking greatest. Now, that same said government that I made mention of merely minutes ago is still coming at the legacy chairman Fred as they did in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. If not more. As in the days of old when Rome politically salted the earth, like the British did the Chinese in the mid-19th century in the Opium Wars. These same murder, marauding motherfuckers have an artistic to turn the House of the Hamptons to the House of Dope. Yeah, like Rudolph Giuliani implemented Nicky Barnes in New York. They, the state, armed and equipped former family members and a bunch of more reactionary-ass niggas. And at all places, placed their puppet ass right up on the first floor, and as well as down below. Right up 17th and Madison. Yeah, y'all know where it's at, 804. Nah, they got us bogged down with outdated water bills, mortgages, predatory loans, and a whole bunch of more action. Nah, we ain't crying the blues, cause that ain't the type of music that's playing. But we are letting y'all know what's happening. We standing here planning. We ain't on no vacation. We at the Hamptons. We don't need no motherfucking Martha Stewart. Determine the destiny to save this in house. Whose house?
We work with anybody and form coalitions with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Now, we say all power to all people.
We say
white power to white people.
White power.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown power.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow power.
Black power to black people.
Black power.
X power for those that we left out. We say Panther Power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, you know what I'm saying? The last word, before you go to bed, and I say I am a revolutionary, make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it, and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary.
They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We still have said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper, this is the oppressed, this is the oppressor, this is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies, I hate Indians. So we fight amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white.
So we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world. We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. We feel sad that even though we couldn't be in a fit, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party because of our dedication and understanding what's in it.
I don't see to feel much right on cushion building. Man, Hussein, I see my
brother. Free live and direct.
Hands up, ass up. Live and direct. That's what it is, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history. First and foremost, again, welcome to, hold on 1 second. Free them all, 1 second. Free them all. I'm live right now. Yeah, do that, yeah. I'm live, I'm doing a show right now. It's all done, yeah, man, good to see you. Man, we spoke yesterday, comrade, right on. All right, man, free them all, good to see you, comrade, right on, man, right on. Cuz in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all know how this go, man. Hey, April 6th, first, hey, happy Bobby Hutton Day. Long live little Bobby Hutton, y'all. Long live little Bobby Hutton. April 6th, 2019, hell of a time. Man, I'm feeling a little bit better coming, you know what I'm saying, been down. So I feel our comrades been pushing it, been more than up under the weather, y'all. So, again, I may sound a little hypocritical saying this, man, but comrades, rest up, you know what I'm saying. Go in that corner, get a shot of water, come back out swinging. Again, I may be sounding a little hypocritical saying this. I'm going to respect the call. I wanted to take a couple of days, sit down next week. Back at you. April 6, 2000. We are experiencing some technical or better yet political difficulties. I wanted to say revolutionary love and respect to y'all. Welcome again to Triple C Saturdays, a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. I know there are some questions asked in regards to the Triple C's, you know, some people, the programs were not occurring last week, or they were not out there last week. We dealt with some situations, but however we back on deck, you know what I'm saying? We love the people, we love to serve the people, y'all. So D in the building, that's what it is, y'all. There's so much happening right now. It's a hell of a class, a hell of a time, hell of a time. It's been heightening the contradictions. Again, let's make history, let's take history, let's tape history, y'all. Real talk. Little Bobby Hutton, April 6, 1968, assassinated on the streets of Oakland, California. Treasurer, Black Panther Party. I think he just turned 17 years old. Y'all have heard me make references to him a lot. In fact, brother Big Law, Big Law, we had named him in honor of Bobby Hutton. If you see the template for the Triple C's fly today, we have Big Law on there. We have acknowledging this legend, the legacy, but also Nipsey Hussle. We spoke about him, you know, but you can't be redundant. Speak about him enough. And I just want to say this, you know, especially at the time when you look at, you know, different genres, music, the streets, whatever, that code ain't there. That code, free them all, Saturday in the building, that's what it is. Comrade Tort, I see you. And people say, well, man, when do we have forces such as the Black Panther Party? We are realists, man. We utilize a philosophical tool known as dialectical materialism. We put things in context and time, so on and so forth. Man, this, man, you look at the caliber of cats that's coming out here, and I'm using that term loosely, music. Man, with this cat, you know what I'm saying? Not only, look at some of Nipsey Hussle, check out some of his interviews. And as I said before, I told Bump J one time, Bump J artist in Chicago, Bump J in Chicago. In fact, one of Bump J guys, Daryl Hamilton, who was gunned down, Daryl Hamilton, G-Man, gunned down December 2nd, 2002. on southeast side of Chicago. I told who shot 15 times the Chicago police, G-Man, Daryl Hamilton. And I remember telling Bum J when I said, just the simple fact of you naming yourself after a black cat that was in the streets, and Ellsworth Bumpy Johnson. I don't know if y'all hip to his history. You know, I talk about it before Bump, you know what I'm saying? Cause it, and put it in contrast with a lot of these cats, we name themselves, you know, Lucky Luciano, so on and so forth. In so many cases, a disdain, a attempt to disconnect from their people. A lot of our people don't have a reference of stand-up type of men and women in any particular field, whether it be the struggle, the streets, the industry, what have you. You know what I'm saying? We're giving them more palatable. We're giving the punks. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so we're giving the Nicky Bonds. You know, so we're giving the different cats who was directly on state payroll. Ellsworth Bumpy Johnson, his wife, his widow, did a hell of a piece. You know what I'm saying? When she talked about, no, Frank Lucas wasn't cut from that cloth. He wasn't getting down with Bumpy Johnson. But when Malcolm X was dealing with certain contradictions, man, Bumpy Johnson told Malcolm, man, I get them guys. We'll stand down in the corner with you, man. We with you, you know. Bumpy Johnson's prison file described him as a race-conscious, cocky Negro. That's how his prison file described him as. You know what I'm saying? This the caliber cat. So you told me, man, Park, you know, the opposition is, who took out Nipsey Hussle? The same motherfucker that took out Park. Same system, same officer taking us out. You know what I'm saying? You can't look in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, they don't like to hear that term, Chirac. I said, you don't want to hear that term. Man, how you think we feel dealing with these conditions? Man, last 3 or 4 days, back to back, these sisters coming up murdered. You know what I'm saying? 77 in Eggleston. You know, this is what we know about. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me if they told you that dogs was disappearing or quote unquote dying in these numbers, motherfuckers will say, hold on, this is a plan. This is some shit. This is deep. It's some strategy shit going on with this. It's somebody, the dog kennel, somebody behind this. If cats was getting killed in these numbers, you know what I'm saying? Man, but what's happening to our people? You know what I'm saying? These are some background. Well, I'm up in the air. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting back to the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? What have you? We want to let the record reflect. Commandante Ernesto Che Guevara, the Cuban Revolution, said, let there be 1,000 Vietnams. We say today, let there be 1,000 Fergusons, 1,000 Mike Brown Towers, 1,000 LAs. You know what I'm saying? You see the momentum of what's happening up there. You know what I'm saying? Again, we cannot afford the luxury to set triple. So that's just happening. In L.A. We got to make that connection. You cannot contain this cat. You know what I'm saying? His stance, Nipsey Hussle, to just that. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about it. Don't take it. Don't. We dare not to deprive that community. The Crenshaw, the Slauson's, all that. You know. And you're a little older age. Remember you talking about the Slauson's. You remember, you know what I'm saying, Deputy Minister of Defense Bunchy Carter, before he was with the Black Panther Party with the Slauson's, you know what I'm saying? When he came on, you know what I'm saying, the Black Panther Party. So these cats, the stance that they take, it goes past borderlines, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. So we need solutions. Hey, the deal is, anybody's going to save us but us. And we have to get the timing, you know what I'm saying, for people to hit certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Because reality is people get involved in struggle or can even hear certain situations, solutions. They become quote-unquote conscious. Inspiration, aspiration, desperation. We got to seize the time. People's political pores are open right now. It's certain discussion we can have right now that we couldn't have 2-3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? It's the most apolitical people. They being confronted with such facts. Wait a minute, man. Like dynamics such as mental health, mental illness, these are issues that we don't like to talk about in our community. I mean, the dude they told me the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Look in his eyes. You'll see. You know, I have no psychological degree, no psychiatry degree, or whatever. We have to talk about. But there was a climate. I see a lot of people beating up, you know, my brothers, but not reflecting on history. Real talk, Saeed, no doubt about it. We had a political climate. Well, you go look at the piece on. Go look at the piece with Minister UEP. Go look at the piece with Minister UEP Newton assessed and politically laid out the contradictions about George Sams. You know what I'm saying? Go look about what George Sams. George Sams was one of the who had psychological issues. Who the state used to have him going from state to state. You follow what I'm saying? And they used him to justify kicking through Black Panther Party headquarters, kicking through homes, you know what I'm saying? under the auspices, under the front of looking for George Sams. Look how Ministry of Repeal did not deal in absolutes. You know what I'm saying? How he assessed this whole, he said, this guy need mental help. You know what I'm saying? But however, the deal is a lot of times our community, we are forcing absolutes. You know what I'm saying? There's not a political analysis. You know what I'm saying? It's difficult for a lot of us to distinguish even the question of homosexuality, that of emasculation. You know what I'm saying? Even the question of intelligence, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, those who have mental health issues. You follow what I'm saying? It's so, a lot of our community are so reactionary. They think that, you know, they're not able to distinguish what Stephen Biko or the Black Conscience Movement said, that Black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. A lot of people think if people can't speak English, that means they automatically dumb or stupid. You know what I'm saying? We get up to Andy, y'all. Real talk. Y'all feel free to call in with us at 929-477-3785. MJ, call in. You know, say, give us some international. What's happening in Turkey? You know, people say, what you mean with Turkey? Man, we got to make these correlations, these connections. You know what I'm saying? We have to be armed with a politics that transcends geographical, gender, and generational lines. You know what I'm saying? Make that connection. Because the reality is, most people going to go, and I'm going to say this to LA too in particular. Heads up. Keep that energy moving, y'all. You got your back like a backpack and chest like a bulletproof vest. But heads up. You best believe while we working, they've been working. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for the we've seen in Ferguson. We've seen before then. We've seen with the historical hijackers. You know what I'm saying? We've seen when they bring the white left in. We've seen there's been all the time. We've seen the petty bourgeoisie, you know what I'm saying, elevating the leadership of our struggles. The masses, you know, speak on our, and nothing is more precious. Nothing is more precious than that precious entity of self-determination, y'all. Nothing is more precious to be able to even make mistakes on our own. So, you know, so they're going to come to us with different people and say, well, this is how you do it correctly. This is how you are. No. You know, so we said in Ferguson, Mike Browntown did. This guy said, they should have done this, you shouldn't have done that. I told this one guy, I said, what drew your attention down here? What made you get down here? What made the news come down here? The people, you know what I'm saying, we do not know our potential. Real talk. The intelligence is not intelligence, intellect, no doubt about it. The intelligence is not just a manner of verbal communication. Our greatest orators are not always the brightest. Our greatest orators are orator. I had a discussion with Mos Def, maybe y'all seen Bay one time, and I was talking about, you know, I say, whenever they see something in the community organizing, the state, one of the state's tactics is to bring in these, you know, these intellectual monkeys to come in, so, you know what I'm saying? They got more, this Chairman Fred, so they have more degrees than a thermometer. And they put him out there as our spokesperson, you know what I'm saying? But Stephen Biko with the Black Consciousness Movement said that Black people in particular, we must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate again. Now, if you know, in fact, most of us know the solution to my question, what that is. So colleagues, I do model from the days. They will not mind Dr. Cornell West Tennis. Let me preface with this. Let me say this. I don't know if my brother asked the question to me directly or just in general. I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. And so the comrade, let me give me a heads up. We got callers in queue also. We appreciate y'all interaction. We don't say we don't ascribe to this idea that all Black people are all any people. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we'll come to the same conclusion or have the same interest for that matter. You know, let the record reflect all this carnage, all this killing, all these, you know what I'm saying, this happened in Chicago, happened in Chirac. You know what I'm saying? There are those who benefit from this. I'm not just talking about the usual suspects. I'm not just talking about the white folks. I'm not just talking about the Chicago Civic Organization. I'm not just talking about City Hall. I'm talking about the Negroes, you know what I'm saying, that benefit from that, real talk. That's how you see the question. Come on with it, my brother. Give me 2 seconds and get that question. Real talk. answer that question, bro? Okay, Sayon, where you at? I'm with you, bro. You going to call in? You going to type it in? How we going to move with it? Come on, that question. This is kind of let me know. Do we get callers in queue? I know we're looking for a call from Turkey also. You have from Turkey. Call MJ. They just had the elections over there. You remember the election in Chicago? What's going on? Even with that, these people saying come and go. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Where you at? Even with that, don't these people have the same come and go? Don't we all want liberation and abstract idea of freedom? I disagree. I respectfully disagree. Let me say this as politically and as respectfully as I can. You'll be surprised. There are some people cool with picking cotton white folks' asses. Some people cool with that. There's a book I recommend you read to my brother entitled Black Confederates. Black Confederates. It talks about those who hear me on, escaped back from before the Emancipation Proclamation, those who run away, there are actual documented cases of those who ran away, ran back to the plantation. Again, ran from the North, ran back to the plantation. You know what I'm saying? They fought for their dependency upon the slave master. You know what I'm saying? So we have these cases today. And the sooner, as Field Marshal George Jackson said, the sooner begun, the sooner done. The sooner we come to grips acknowledging this. You know what I'm saying? In fact, in war, that's what it is, a war being waged on us. Sun Tzu said the cardinal principle of warfare is to know thyself and know thy enemy. You know what I'm saying? Kim Il-sung in North Korea, they came to grips with that contradiction. They was, you know what I'm saying, for all practical purposes, but not in absolutes, they were able to draw the lines, you know what I'm saying, North Korea and South Korea. We've seen the Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, GIOP. You know what I'm saying? They distinguished, you know what I'm saying, in the Vietnamese community, North Vietnamese and South Vietnamese, within our communities. One of the disadvantages by not acknowledging war, there's an absolute. There's a difference between, there was and there remains to be a difference between a Nipsey Hussle and a Young Thug or a Lil Wayne. They are different cats. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between Nipsey Hussle is in the community as opposed to these other guys. You know what I'm saying? They study, like a dogmatic dog breeder. They study potential. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Right on, brother Ralph. Right on. Keep me posted. Now, I need to go back. Calling number MJ is 929-477-3785. So he goes, okay, where you at? I missed it. Your question. Okay, how can grab our brothers and okay, we go. How can we grab our brothers and street tribes? I see a lot of folks saying we kill each other, but not Zimmerman. Okay. So okay, make sure I'm clear on the question, Brother Saeed. Okay, how can we grab? I just had a discussion this morning, and even our communities are so destabilized. So this has been attacked. Even the dynamic of the street tribe, the organization, you know what I'm saying? It's ever developing. We got to have our ear to the ground, like, you know what I'm saying? The question of structure is, because one of America's policies is to create chaos and then restore order. Yeah, create chaos and restore order. So we have to even keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? We're not dealing with the same dynamic we've seen in certain days of past, even a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? We had to take into account different dynamics, such as social media, for example. The U.S. admitted the role that the social engineering played how they created uprisings and coups in Egypt and other places. I can't count how many funerals I've been to, and I've overheard cats say, man, that dude got gunned down because he didn't like such and such posts. You know what I'm saying? Or he didn't like. We have to have our ear to the ground, feel a pulse of the people, where they at. You know, what may be a leap then, a call for action one stage of the game, may not be cool for the day, so we have to have our ear to the ground, what we're dealing with. and see we had to seize the time of different opportunities. Like even this case of Nipsey Hussle, who was a phenomenon in life as well as in death. Even wherever the state want to go with this, how they want to go with this, if they want to say no, this was just a quote unquote random killing or the usual thing they give us all the time, black on black crime. Okay, this dynamic about the term the snitch. The snitches in our community. Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Why our communities being saturated? You know what I'm saying? With snitches, they have actual jobs. So health benefits, no unemployment, no opportunities in our community. But they tell people you can come out and be an official snitch. You know what I'm saying? And not just snitch. Not people have an impression of snitches. Just report on the tail on the crime. These are agent provocateurs in our community. You know what I'm saying? A haven. They have a whole arena they can pick out certain kids. I mentioned the other day when I was growing up that they would grab certain cats and say, we're going to take you down to the police station to go in the lineup. They right now to this day, today, St. Bernard Hospital and other places, they have people that the police go pick up who have mental health issues and drop them in situations. They had a case recently, Google it, Chicago police. The DNA was found on this guy. The Chicago police had took a mentally ill brother into hospital, St. Bernard Hospital, south side of Chicago. Man, raped this young guy. You know what I'm saying? Literally raped this guy. You know what I'm saying? It was using him in cases and crimes, everything. It was a case where they had took this young dude and they had dropped him on 63rd Hall, 65th and Hall Street, the Church's Chicken, on Tuesday. Everybody know Tuesday when they had a 2-for-99 cent deal. It's packed up in there. Triggered certain responses, and he just happened to have a gun. It went down. They news reported it as a gang shooting. You know what I'm saying? So let me say that. We have to constantly, you know what I'm saying, we can't romanticize. We can't get stuck. We have to have an ever-developing ideology. Which defines leadership. Like you talk to some of these guys, I said, how many friends you got? They say 4,000. They ain't never met these people. I mean, I seen a guy up there got upset with me because I didn't know him. He said, man, I'm on Facebook with you. I said, I didn't know you, but man, I'm on Facebook with you. I'm just for a different era, like, you know what I'm saying? Like actually knowing you, you know what I'm saying? However, we'll take this into account. And people, this response, I'll be murder mouth. People ask certain questions, you know, why they ain't doing this to the white man, whatever. Let's be very clear. It's, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, it's an arrogance. If they don't see it happening on social media or you ain't report it, you ain't done it. This is a generation where you take a piss, you do it, or you in bed, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no personal public with these distinguishments. You in bed, you take, you know what I'm saying? You have a conversation with some of these youngsters. Not only these youngsters, these grown people, they have been recording you without even telling you. You know what I'm saying? I done seen situations where people call the interview and say, no, that's a... We call it wearing a wire on a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's called deceit. But it's a different dynamic. We got to fight for that clarity. You know what I'm saying? We got to heighten the contradictions. And combat liberalism. The first thing people say, oh, they young, they don't know. Dude, it's certain dynamics. It's a fine line between being a criminal and a victim and a criminal. You know what I'm saying? Hurt people hurt people. You know what I'm saying? They had to take a position in China. Chairman Mao Zedong talked about, you know what I'm saying? He acknowledged that the British was, the opium wars was forcing, the gauge in the opium war. He gave people different positions, said, okay, look, we're going to give you a certain time, come up out of it, not going for the British, the British imperialists anymore. So they heightened the conflict. Well, some people say, man, I'm going to do this shit. Some people say, man, I'm not with this. A process in our community. You have the liberalism. I'm a man with a case in Sacramento, a big case in Sacramento. I watched how the state, how they made the leadership, how they knew who had psychological issues. This happens all the time. They grab them, they put them up there. Then you have the liberalism. You should see the liberalism. They exploited people's. You could literally see in the room. You can see the umbilical cords hanging. They tap into contradiction. You can see the people trying to breastfeed this grown dude. You know what I'm saying? At the time, man, a criminal psychologist said behavior is affected by consequences. Everybody got to understand, dig, man, it's certain things you can't pull on or within our community. You know what I'm saying? And you just can't cover. Oh, I didn't know. They don't play with the state. They don't go in there, well, man, I didn't know. You know, this is my baby. Man, listen, these motherfuckers are getting down on us, man. We have to heighten the country. We have to combat liberalism. Call the question. You know what I'm saying? Come up with stop. That's what you want. What black people treat as rightly dangerous fields of all races, no respect. Because it's all, you know what I'm saying? It's a war being waged on us. It's not an acknowledged war. You know what I'm saying? Then they tabletize emotions, they tabletize complexes, they tabletize contradictions. You know what I'm saying? You see, as opposed to us saying, wait a minute, we have to check that. We all are damaged goods. You know, however, is this an old African saying, what's good for the family may not necessarily be good for the community. What's good for the community is good for the family and the community. It's the Black Panther Party saying the whole, not only the Black Panther Party, the third grade math teacher told you this. The whole is bigger than the part. And somebody said, there's any more questions? 929-477-3785. Can a price raise? What's your assessment? Talk to me. I know y'all have other conversations. Let me get us here. So we at? Where else? I just seen somebody else. Oh, the mayor. Hey, Chicago machine ain't no punk. The Chicago machine is extremely Machiavellian. This is the same infamous Chicago machine. There were many people were excited that everything was good. You know what I'm saying? Mayor Byrne, same Mayor Jane Byrne, who took the Cabrini Greenhouse projects and took it through the front door, and she went out the back door, and they say that she stayed in Cabrini Green. She all the time, you know what I'm saying? She was tied in. I think her husband was imagine one of the Burks or something. But the Bailey machine and the infamous machine is like a disease that has abilities. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you expose it, to morph itself in a different, you know what I'm saying? Like that movie Grimm, whatever, to change his face or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the agenda remains the same, you know? So this is when we're going to use the same players, the same agenda, same modus operandi, you know what I'm saying? And it's able to move more intensified. People don't acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, what you're dealing with. Rahm Emanuel came in with more of a brash, initially more of a brash tactic as opposed to the glove of the daily, you know what I'm saying? But again, the same agenda. So it's going down, the tax, you know what I'm saying? Cook County taxes, they still remain behind taxes in the country. We see the rapid police terrorism. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And you just see like how terms like black are thrown out when it's beneficial. The first black, this first black, that when it comes down to TIFs, tax increment funds, when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, the disproportionate amount of people being placed, you know what I'm saying? You see down in Cook County Jail, you know, it's Twisted California. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, we told to get to the back of the bus, and you know what I'm saying? Or get on the prison bus. Real talk. When the phrase I see, that's what it is. It's a franchise. All it takes is a few hours. Okay, I'm going to touch on that too. First of all, let me say, do we get a call in? Okay, right on. Michael J. Hicks, okay. Hey, come around. Vegas, I see y'all in the building. Free them all. Okay, who else we got? Saeed, Angie B, I see y'all right on time. Erica. Okay, let me make sure I get your question. Give me clarity. You're inquiring who you're speaking about, the case of I can't get the slave. I can't get the slave name on hand. They refer to shitty cubs. One that's did the shooting, one that's locked up. Give me clarity. Toward the same individual. I'm trying to keep up with y'all. Okay, I think so. To stop saying this shit because something happened. You about to do that? You know, right on. I'm catching up with different messages. And again, don't slow down. We encourage this interaction. Don't slow down. We encourage this interaction. Cause man, I see you right on free them all. So don't feel like you overbearing us with, you know what I'm saying, questions or comments. Give me this stuff in, comrade. Let me know when that caller calls in. It should be I don't know the number, but this is outside the country. Yeah, you know, you know, Panther, the Black Panther Party had this term called Murder Mountain. Again, Murder Mountain. You know, some cats be out there, woo, woo, woo. You know, just saying this and that. We come from the cloth. You know what I'm saying? We spend more time, you know, like I, man, denying the shit that we got to do. You know what I'm saying? So in the state, they know who talking. Like I told you, they have psychological profiles. You know what I'm saying? So all this, you know, the advertising, so on. So, oh yeah, call us, please. Y'all gotta press one. You call in, gotta press one. Gotta press one. Now 929-477-3785. Y'all, we're gonna be at the Fisk at the Mara Clark Park Garden. Excuse me, the Fisk at the Mara Clark Garden, corner 17th and Madison today. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be all over the country. Excuse me, all over the world today. You know, Lil Bobby Hutton Day. Happy Lil Bobby Hutton Day. Gonna be talking about Nipsey Hussle. Gonna be talking about Big Law. Gonna be talking about your brother. Gonna be talking about your sister. Gonna be doing single time. Gonna talk about the need for programs, need for political education. You know what I'm saying? Again, we gotta take that energy. You know what I'm saying? Redirect it. You know what I'm saying? Up the ante with it. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Hear about the third child suicide.
Fremont, Brother Jeremy.
School.
Fremont, your caller's on the line, Brother Jeremy.
Welcome, caller.
Fremont, Chairman.
Talk about that for hey, Fremont, welcome in, Jay. Right on. Welcome. I know you're calling internationally. You know, give me 1 second. On some updates. Give me two. Say something to give us some background. Where you from? What's going on? And welcome. Welcome back. Welcome again.
I appreciate you, brother. Before anything, man, I just want to tell it's an honor to be here. I appreciate you. Like earlier on, you were saying, man, you're a realist and you set things into context as the Black Panther Party. So that's what has been an inspiration because I just seek the truth, man. No matter where I come from, what walk of life you're from, what ethnicity, what background you're from, I'm simply an ordinary man trying to figure out, you know, what's real in life. And you opened my eyes to a lot of things. And it's, you know, hip-hop culture has led me to just seeking information, man. I'm just a regular person living in Istanbul, yet following the streets both here in Turkey as well as in the States. And the dynamics, you know, the death by design, as you put it, is, you know, that's so apparent to me. Because I lived in the States completely ignorant for about, 10 years, 4 years in college, and 10 years in Chicago. And I'm just a truth seeker, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate being here. I don't know what I actually can say over here regardless. I follow what you say in most of your shows and programs. You know, the reality on the ground in Chicago is so dire. It's so it's a nightmare, man, for anybody, any human being with a heart. So you know, what I can say from here, from a Turkish perspective, from where I sit here in Istanbul, is you know, we're in two different worlds, but we're you're basically just describing the microcosm of, you know, what's happening worldwide. You know, yes, you know, black men, African men and women is systematically being destroyed. Yet this is happening to brown people here in the Middle East. It's happening to, you know, people in Africa, actually in the continent. So, you know, more and more people are becoming, you know, whether you're political or not, you know, more people are becoming aware to information. And I'm just one of those people who... Yeah, I was just following information, brother. I don't know what I can say here tonight to listeners in the States. It's you know, I feel your fight. You know, in Turkey we just had elections. You know, if we have to talk politics, local elections, and the system has changed after 25 years. So there's always hope. You know, as much as I don't believe in the political system, you know, there's still always hope in the people. And Turkish people, as a nation, we've always been for, you know, truth, justice. You know, we've always been opposed to the Western imperialism, and we've always been opposed to religious fundamentalism. So it's a country that's been, you know, in its foundation, and its, you know, in its people, in essence, is resisted the entire system that the West has been, the Anglo-Saxon system has been imposing on the world, you know. So, you know, I'm just somebody who's awake to this. I don't know what I can do. You know, I know there are more people who are awake like me. I know the black struggle in America, especially the Black Panther Party ideology, the Nation of Islam ideology, you know, some of Moorish Science Temple. I've read and listened to many lectures. I've educated myself, and, you know, there's so much truth in all of the teachings, in all of the debates. It's a shame. It's sad not to see black unity, because, you know, the truth about all humanity is guarded, is within African culture, you know, eventually. And that's what is, you know, what the establishment is trying to, you know, make people forget. And, you know, by erasing history, writing their history, which is, you know, it's all about exploitation. So whether you're in Chicago, in Chirac, as you say, or whether you're in, you know, Istanbul in Turkey, where we have 5 million Syrian refugees now, where the entire political system is shaking, and, you know, there could be, you know, in the streets of Chicago, you have the police shooting people. You know, maybe you have, you know, 5 people, 10 people, 100 people gunned down. And here in the Middle East, you know, you may just have a bomb dropping on your head and wiping out an entire city. And, you know, that's the reality that people have to face here. So, you know, even in the micro or the macro, you know, it's slow kills and fast kills. You know, the death by design is, as Chairman Fred, brother, you put it so eloquently, you know, articulation is more important than intelligence, no doubt.
Let me ask you this. I want to seize the time and opportunity with you being online with us again. You know, we're talking about when you came on about, like, even the third reported suicide up at the high school right down the street from the Hampton House right now, for Basel East. And even I say that, like, this conversation, like, suicide with these children in particular, suicide in general. Like, you know, different issues. You know, the struggle, we had to struggle to put them in, you know, in a political context too. You know, like, I tell people, like, with the transatlantic slave trade, you know, you just can't say that people were just jumping up the boat, you know, they just committed suicide. You know, you have to put in context, you know, what type of conditions are breeding, you know, such responses. But Turkey just had some recent elections, correct?
Yes, these were the local elections, so it's all the municipalities and the mayors and all that. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
We have 5 more minutes for showtime. Let me ask you this real quick. Chicago's had these elections also. They say it's a record low voter apathy. Like, people they're not feeling the elections in Chicago at all. How are people feeling about the elections there? And also, are they talking about, like, the hip hop? What is their response about Nipsey Hussle over there in Istanbul, in Turkey?
That's a very good question, brother. That's a very good question. It's, you know, there's never been trust in the voting system in Turkey, in Istanbul. You know, whether it's the local elections, whether it's the you know, the general national elections, you know, for presidency and electing the actual government. You know, we have many party system, unlike the United States. It's not just, you know, Republican Democrats. So in that sense, it appears to be more quote unquote democratic, but in reality, the voting system, it's how you organize your people, man. There's cheating, there's voting frauds, there is, you know, illegal votes, there is, you know, this has always been a case in almost every election. Yet what's happened right now in this past election, for the past 1 week, they still haven't announced who the winner is. The counting is still going on, and the election was on last Sunday. So think about it. Bro. For the past 25 years, the same government who comes from the religious fundamentalist background, they won every single election, local or national. This is the first time they lose, because the country basically eventually found out that they are also embezzling money, and every politician. There is no solution in politics, you know. And yes, there is no solution in voting.
Electoral politics.
Exactly. local politics, yeah, like civil rights organizations, neighborhood organizations, organizing at the neighborhood level is the only solution, because no political system, no current political system is ever gonna bring any change, you know,
with the current
voting, whether you're in the States or whether you're in Turkey, you know, just sometimes fascinating things happen when you actually are not towards the west, not towards the east. Yet, you know, you say, okay, we're going to go to the polls. We're going to make sure that every single vote is counted. And then they follow it to the government building, every single step of the voting process, you know, for literally people that didn't sleep for, you know, like 36 or 40 hours, you know, almost for 2 days.
Okay.
Just to guard the votes so that nothing gets...
Have they heard about Nipsey Hussle?
Yes. Very few people. I have an internet radio station. We play real hip hop music and try to, you know, show people about real hip hop and not just the music, but you know, the community struggle also. So we mentioned
Sunday. Let's stay connected. I'm gonna follow up with them artists for that piece. We're supposed to get that project together in regards to Turkey.
Man, I know you're dealing with much more important things. So I totally understand. Whenever you get time, brother. Yes, sir.
We will get on the ASAP. Man, love, respect. I appreciate you. Hey, let's stay connected. Respect no colonial borders, man. Real talk.
Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir, brother, man. I appreciate you always. Thank you for everything you do for the people in general. I know primarily for African Americans, for Africans in America. That would be more correct. And also for the people in the world, brother, because you've... you know, you're opening my eyes to a lot of things. I appreciate you. Thank you. Be safe. Peace.
I appreciate you more. We'll be in contact, man. Love you. Stay strong. We're going to follow up on that. Y'all, listen, hey, that's the call. We're talking about Istanbul, Turkey. We're talking about connecting Chicago. We're talking about what's happening all over the world. Instead of internationalism, y'all, again, we're talking about Big Law. We're talking about Nipsey Hussle. We're talking about what's going down. We're talking about, man, the suicide revival East. We're talking about the killers in Chirac. You know what I'm saying? Who took out Nipsey Hussle? Who took out Pop? Same motherfuckers are taking all of us out, y'all. Real talk. That's heightened the contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Sun Tzu said the cardinal principle of warfare, know thyself and know thy enemy, y'all. We live and direct, making history, taking history, taking history, y'all, again, man. You know what I'm saying? LA, keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all make y'all peace. You know, again, you got y'all back like a backpack, you check like a bulletproof vest. Damn. More backup is coming, more black up is coming. Keep your heads up and eyes open. Watch out for the opportunists. Watch out for the white left. Watch out for the petty bourgeoisie. Watch out for the hijackers of history. They come in, man, if they're Novocaine, it's watered down. Again, man, all eyes, keep eyes on L.A. because the county of Turkey is attention, y'all. Man, let's go. What's to come on? Triple C Saturdays, y'all. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Let's do this till we all over the world, y'all. Free them all.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
Never be sad, I would
for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger on a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never,
never,
never, never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dog. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's insane, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.
Never, never.